The phone rang, and I immediately recognized the faculty member's voice. But this time, her tone was soft, and her words were unusually hesitant. A distraught student was in her office, and she asked if it would be okay for this struggling freshman to meet with me. We scheduled a time, and the student arrived as planned. Jacob had made a successful transition to campus life during the early months of the fall semester. He enjoyed his classes and new friendships through dorm life and club activities. But now his life was a blur. Late the previous evening, Jacob received word from home that his good friend Matthew had died. Matthew, one of Jacob's closest friends, was attending a community college back home. His death was shocking as he suddenly collapsed during an intramural soccer game. This was Jacob's first experience with the death of someone he knew so well. During my initial meeting with Jacob, his tears flowed easily and his words came with difficulty. Jacob's emotions were raw. Long stretches of silence were not unproductive, however, as we struggled together in grieving and in longing for divine help. My first meeting with Jacob was not my last. Formally and informally, we caught up with each other over the course of the year. Thankfully, Jacob found additional help and encouragement through friends, faculty, and the counseling center. My heart goes out to college students who sincerely seek the face of God in the midst of their pain and trouble through prayer, the Bible, and Christian community. For 25 years, I walked the college campus. It's a joy to recognize a student's face and to stop for brief conversation, sometimes taking a quick moment to pray for a pressing concern. But my walking as chaplain was more than a trip from place to place. A key dimension of my job consisted of walking with students spiritually. As a brother in the Lord to younger apprentices in Christ, I had the privilege of sharing faith lessons with anyone eager to learn. It was my great delight to join in the journey with fellow Christ followers walking together. The walking metaphor. Walking is a biblical word. Throughout the scriptures, we find hundreds of references to the act of walking. Early in the Bible, in Genesis 3:8, we read of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. But walking in a figurative sense means living. In the Old and New Testaments, we find this metaphorical use of walking as living in a certain way. In Genesis 5:22 and 24, we read about Enoch, who was commended with the phrase, "Enoch walked faithfully with God." Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked." We find in the familiar text of Micah 6:8, "And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." In the New Testament, in John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In many of the Apostle Paul's letters, we find the word peripateo translated as walk in some versions, and live in other versions, such as in Galatians 5:16, "So I say, walk."